Welcome to Earth Science Week. I'm Laura Waters, a faculty member in the Earth and Environmental Science Department at New Mexico Tech. Yesterday, we talked about New Mexico's very own supervolcano, the Valles Caldera near Los Alamos. Though it's been a while since the volcano erupted, geologists still find evidence of volcanic activity within the caldera. I want to understand where the recent eruptions at Valles were stored within the Earth. I want to know the depths and the temperatures associated with their storage prior to eruption to better understand the threat to our surrounding communities. The volcanic rocks from Valles contain little crystals that provide a record of temperatures, pressures, and even events that happened to magmas prior to their eruption. My students and I examined crystals in the recent eruptions from Valles Caldera and then tried to recreate those crystals by making magma in the lab. In my lab at New Mexico Tech, I have experimental vessels that can recreate the temperatures and pressures of magmatic systems. I can simulate temperatures of 800 degrees Celsius to 1,000 degrees Celsius, which is 3 times greater than the maximum temperature of your normal oven at home. I can also simulate the pressure of magmatic systems, which is, on average, about 1,000 times more than the pressure in your car tires. Using this experimental system, my students and I grow crystals at magmatic conditions that could be beneath Valles Caldera. We compare the crystals we grew in our experiments with crystals from the natural samples, and we see how well they match. The better the match, the closer we are to understanding where the eruptions from Valles were stored prior to eruption. We just started the project, so it is very much a work in progress, so I hope to be back with an update soon. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Laura Waters, a faculty member in the Earth and Environmental Science Department at New Mexico Tech.